Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a special interview. We're bringing back Roy White onto the line. He's the CEO of Strategic Technical Solutions and Consulting, and I'm proud to say a newly minted author in our best-selling Business Leaders book series. So, hey, Roy, first off, just welcome back and congrats, man. You're a published author.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
All right, Roy. So it's been a lot of fun working with you through this publishing journey. We've done interviews. We published a book together. I mean, a whole lot of that and a whole lot more. And excited to get more into the book, of course, and your contribution. And of course, we're going to talk about strategic technical solutions and consulting. But before we get into all of that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all. You already know the drill with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Roy, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Roy, what mission matters to you?
The mission of, giving back to the community and making sure that your leadership is impactful, not only professionally, but, you know, personally as well. You know, you kind of create the world that you want to live in.
Yeah, it's great. Love bringing mission-based executives and entrepreneurs on the line to share why they do what they do and really what we can all learn from that so we all grow together. So great having you back on. And just to dive right in, I don't want to assume that maybe some of our newer listeners or audience maybe caught some of our previous work together. So let's just start with your background. I mean, how did you get started in the business?
Previously after the military, I worked for a couple contracting companies and found myself, wanting to explore owning my own business, which, you know, I had the opportunity to with my previous company and, really had that knack for leadership. And, you know, as I mentioned in the book about Chief Turner, I wanted to be, I wanted to ensure that, you know, my leadership was impactful on the people around me like he did, the rest of us.
Yeah, it's so I want to stick on the background just a little bit longer before we get into the book.
Okay.
As we're kind of working your way up and you know going from military to entrepreneurship, I mean that transition period, like tell us a little bit more about that because I know that there'll be some other veterans and you know individuals may be planning on exiting might be thinking of going that entrepreneurial route. Like, what kind of things would you tell them?
Gather as much information as you can. I usually tell a lot of people to chew the meat and spit out the bones. You know, there's a lot of stuff that people will tell you, you know, that could be true that, you know, and do your own research. The more informative you are going into this, you know, more successful you can be. And I think that, you know, being prepared as, you know, as one of the things we're taught in the military is, you know, the key to, to executing the right plan. And I think that, you know, as you start to transition, you kind of feel yourself, you know, drifting away from that military life, you know, into civilian life and, you know, the support factor, you know, there's no safety net there, for you to do it. So, you know, a lot of it is just stay the course, you know, and be prepared and, you know, ready to execute.
Man, that sounds like a book title, by the way. Chew the meat and spit out the bone. No, I don't know. I'm like, that's a good one. As you were kind of getting further along on this entrepreneur side of things, like I know that I'll speak for myself. I can look back and I can think of all kinds of things that I'm like, man, I should have thought of this or I could have done this. And in hindsight, you know, hindsight's 20/20, right? You look back and say something could have been done differently. But is there anything that like as you look back into your entrepreneur career, you're like, man, I would have tweaked that a little bit or changed that a bit? Like anything that you would have looked back and kind of changed a bit?
Yeah. One of two things. One of the things is, you know, I would have followed my gut a little more, you know, trusting myself, things like that. You know, I think that some of the things that I, you know, endured and have been through have, you know, contributed to the fact of the matter that, you know, I had the internal insecurities and things like that. And I think we all do as a leader, especially
for sure.
you know, a lot of pressure to make sure that things are right at home and as at work. Mm-hmm. The second part, you know, if I may add, is, you know, just ensure that, you know, you keep yourself and don't lose it in the business is what I mean. And I mean, a lot of times, you know, we get so involved that we forget about, you know, the outside world and everything else in it and things like that. And, you know, you can have a lot of casualties behind, you know, that, and, you know, hurt a lot of people and things of that nature in your blaze. You know, you may be a public success and a private failure, but, you know, you never do know that. And I mean, I've experienced all of those, and those are probably the most important things that I would tell anybody, or if I could go back and change anything, I would do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And the reason I asked that question, by the way, is I know there's other entrepreneurs out there that are going through it, you know, at different stages of their career. Some have already, are already on the other side. Some are just starting. Some are in the middle of it. And your words are going to be like, I'm not the only one, right?
Yeah, right.
So I like our show is also a bit of an entrepreneur support group, right?
No problem.
So let's talk a little bit about the book. So your topic within the book, so core values strengthen your life and your business. A lot of different things that you could have written about. How do you want to start this? Like, why this?
Well, I mean, I didn't understand what core values were until, you know, I went in the military. But, you know, you kind of go through things and you'd be like, oh, well, that's what that means. And, you know, that's why I'm doing this and, you know, things like that. And, you know, that, you know, people along the way helped you and installed that, mm-hmm. you know, in you in one way or another, either through discipline, correction, or, you know, just accountability. And, you know, you never really recognize that until, you know, later on down the road and you have those aha moments or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe, you know, alerting people of those aha moments, you know, and things like that, like, hey, you know, message, you know, the foot stomp or whatever you used to do when you had tests and things, they were trying to give you the answer. And, you know, if you're prepared to, you know, receive that type of constructive criticism or information, you know, to make you a better person or to make you a better leader. I mean, it makes you, you know, prepared to be, you know, successful in life, especially if you're trying to, you know, create the world that you want to live in. Right.
Yeah. And so in the book, you share a couple of stories, maybe go into a little bit of the content and what you wrote and why.
Yeah. Just, you know, I went into, you know, one of the stories that, you know, primarily, you know, like I said, I mentioned Chief Turner, which was, you know, one of my first supervisors coming in the Air Force. You don't understand, you know, like leadership until you directly been under it. And, you know, prior to that, you know, single family household, things like that with my grandmother and things of that nature. Yes, my father was in my life, but, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, you didn't really have a lot of that direction. And then to get under somebody that showed you, you know, just admiration and love constantly, mm-hmm. it made you feel like, even though you didn't feel like you could do it, you could do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to do that, you know, to people, you know, and do that in return kind of got me to where I was today. And, you know, I know that, you know, mm-hmm. the kids that I touch, you know, the kids that I help and things like that with my, you know, bringing them exposure to technology mm-hmm. and cyber and things like that mm-hmm. and getting them excited, you know, early on. And I wish I had somebody and we had that conversation, you and I, getting us excited about the different things that they could do in this world early on in life when you know that they're probably not getting that conversation at mm-hmm. home. You know, other business owners aren't having that conversation. Nobody's coming back and saying, I appreciate you or package you on the back. You know, as long as you sign the checks, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Totally. No, I totally get it. And I did want to bring that up because I think that your niche and your way of helping the community. Well, one of the things I like about it is that sometimes, you know, we don't realize what we have to give back. So meaning you have this expertise in tech and this ability to introduce the youth to this whole field that maybe they didn't know was even available to them. Maybe tell us a little bit more about that and kind of how you're working in the community and providing that exposure.
Yeah. So I'm working with, you know, a couple of nonprofits and, you know, one of the things that, you know, we primarily do is, you know, the Patriot Technology Center, mm-hmm. Mr. Thurman Jones, you know, he's been doing this for like 29 years and he gave me an opportunity to provide kids with a, you know, an exposure to, you know, with us getting more reliant on technology and things like that. Kids, you know, during COVID got, everybody got email addresses and things like that, which makes you a target for phishing and things of that nature. You know, the kids, you know, were dealing with many different things going through these issues, but, you know, getting them to be cyber aware and things like that, understanding the different avenues there are out there about work and career and things of that nature, and getting them excited about something more than, you know, what they see on TV. You can do this, you can be this, and you can provide the same thing to the community as, you know, as I have, and use my influence to help those kids see that there's, you know, a lot more to this world. Has been, you know, a blessing to me through my pain and trauma and things like that. You know, I've been able to bless others.
Did you say over 20 years that organization's been running?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing. How like advanced and how like far ahead to try to introduce the youth to technology, like even way back then, right? Like I'm thinking about what I was doing 20 years ago. It wasn't that.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and it's, you know, that gap, you know, that we all see and understand that, hey, you know, we've been pushed to use, you know, technology, but I mean, you know, what am I using it for? Why am I doing it? You know, what is this? You know, and a lot of, you know, a lot of people are intrigued to understand why. And I think if they understand why, they'll understand to protect and, you know, and in that process, you know, be a better human about it and things like that.
I know another organization you're working with is Run Hope Work. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So I teamed up with them to help out with, you know, a grant program that they have, and I'm, you know, helping them organize and set up their IT support as they begin to create a ecosystem of students through cohorts to help them get jobs, you know, in IT and construction, but learn how to do things internally. You know, shout out to Mr. Leonard Howard and, you know, his team down there, because we've really, you know, the first cohort graduates on Friday and things like that. And you know, that at least 7 out of the 11 have been placed already in jobs.
Get out of here. That's amazing.
So we're really moving along.
Before finishing the program.
I'm just helping along from the technical side and giving the technical expertise and things like that of what we need and how we need to get it done. And I, you know, very grateful to be a part of, you know, the things that they're doing.
That's an accomplishment right there. Let's go. I want to shift gears here a little bit and talk a little bit more about your company. So Strategic Technical Solutions and Consulting. So tell us a little bit more about what you do and maybe who you work with.
So now, you know, it's kind of shifted, and, you know, I told you that as well. You know, my focus, you know, my focus has been more so about, you know, working in the community and things like that, and working with organizations to help them from the strategic side of the technical aspects of marketing, as well as, you know, building business and as well as business infrastructure. It's been kind of that, you know, supportive role of being an advisor to help, you know, help them get along with things of that nature as far as what, you know, what they need to do, you know, and this is how you execute and things like that. And, you know, providing those footprints, because I, you know, I know even though they have to learn their own way, you know, to do it, it's just treating, you know, treating every, being agnostic to every way and everybody's thought process and understanding how to help them grow from that.
Yeah. And it also, like, you help them kind of lay out that roadmap for like their tech stack, or like let's get in the weeds a little bit, because I want to have, I mean, a lot of business owners, a lot of executives watch this show, and I want to make sure that if you're their guy, that they reach out. So are you helping them with like their tech stack, their back end? Like tell us.
From the infrastructure within, you know, a lot of people don't know what they don't know. And, you know, having my expertise as a business owner in the past and the IT side, and understanding, you know, even talking to different business owners and understanding that they have different issues and they approach different issues because of, you know, an HR person isn't going to protect their home network like, you know, like an IT person is, you know, and, you know, you're not going to have all the IT procedures if you're, you know, but marrying those and using the connections and the people that I've known, you know, to help marry together all the resources that an organization needs or whatever has been, you know, very fruitful from the aspect of, you know, being able to help others and, you know, that feeling at the end of that.
Mm. What is, I don't want to generalize too much here, but I know that like you go into a new organization and sometimes the same themes tend to apply or tend to come up. What are some of those themes or those gaps or those loopholes where you're like, oh, got to fix this? Like, what are some of those common ones that just tend to come up over and over again?
Kind of that's the way it's always been done, type mentality, you know, the rejection of change, you know, that's primarily what my master's was in. I mean, we had a great curriculum behind,
Do you cringe? Do you get scared once you hear that's the way we've always done it? A little bit, you're like, here we go.
Because it's a barrier, that's already letting you know that they're rejecting change before they even get to see what it is. So, mm-hmm. You don't know what I'm going to change, but you're saying that you're rejecting the change, and it kind of builds, you know, a barrier automatically that, you know, that person isn't going to listen. You're already turned off at that point. So getting to that person is probably the last person that you're going to try to, you know, influence or change, you know, immediately. Most importantly, sometimes you would want to get into them, kind of meet with them in the beginning, just to kind of, especially if they're a stakeholder, but understanding that, you know, a lot of people are set in their ways and it's always worked this way, but now you have to pivot a little bit, you know, if you want to expand. Yes, you know, you're still down that road, but you're still doing the same thing that you've been doing. And, you know, it hasn't changed. So, you know, when does that well run dry? Or do you expand and do you start to look outside of the box and see that there's something else out there for you?
Well, Roy, that's the way we've always done it. No.
Yeah.
I had to do it to you.
Yes. That's, like I said, that's probably the biggest barrier. Other than that, you know, when people have, you know, the true, a culture of true growth mindset and understanding that they want to progress and, you know, the team wants to progress and do things efficiently because, yes, you know, in a business, especially a small business, you have to choose to do less with more, you know, do more with less.
Yeah.
And doing more with less, it means that a lot of people are going to get bogged down. There's going to be bottlenecks and things of that nature. But when you find efficient ways to work together and say, hey, you know, I'm going to streamline this so that we can do this and use technology to help the business, operate. I mean, it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's great. Well, Roy, I got one last question for you here today, actually. And that is, you know, for your book, I want to circle back to the book.
Okay.
What do you hope that your readers kind of take away from this, like after they put the book down and they read your writing? What do you hope they get?
The understanding that, you know, the journey and the endurance of the journey, you're going to learn things along the way. And, you know, you can't look at every, you know, lesson or blessing, something that you may not be, it may not be that that gratifying at that point. But, you know, later on down the road, it may contribute to something else. And, you know, I didn't know that my grandfather, you know, his business and his influence was going to lead to me having my own business. Yeah. I just inspired to want to do it. Or, you know, Chief Turner making me want to be a leader and a better leader because of the way he made me feel and things like that. Or my basketball coaches or, you know, me pouring back into, you know, the community and things like that. I think that, really contributes to, you know, who I am and how I see that a lot of people should want to see being a good human and continuing on to create the world that they want to live in.
It's a great story, great success story, Roy. And again, it was great. I'm excited to continue promoting this book with you. We're just getting started on the promo. If somebody, I think I lied. So I got one more question. If somebody wants to connect with you or follow up, I mean, how do people reach out?
Most importantly, LinkedIn, things like that. You know, you got to screen. A lot of people do, you know, come in and
ask. Yeah, the connection on LinkedIn always works to me. Just put that you saw the submission matters.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll definitely reach out. And I thank you for your time, man. Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, again, appreciate you coming back on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. I sure did. And if you did, and if this is the type of content that you like to explore, we bring on mission-based individuals and guests onto the show all the time. And we want to make sure you don't miss any episodes. So definitely hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Roy, as always, it's been a blast, man. Thanks again for coming on.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good one.